it was the custom when someone of importance came into town, they took palm branches and they put them on the ground for them to walk on, and then they waved palm branches in the air. And guess who they did that for?
Jesus,
obviously. So this morning in our worship service, we have palm branches.
Right.
So if I can have some gentlemen, Carl and Dean, take some and hand those out to everyone so everybody gets a palm branch. Well, Jesus came into town, and he had it planned that he would ride a donkey into town, right?
Right.
And as he did, the people sang songs. And the first song we're going to sing this morning, before we go into real worship, this is a fun song, is On a Little Donkey. And I'm sure the children will love this one. And, oh, everybody needs one. Yes, we have plenty. We have enough for everyone. So as we sing this song, we're going to pretend we were there. And we're going to wave the palm branches in the air. Now, this was prophesied out of the Old Testament. In Zechariah 9:9, we read, "Rejoice greatly, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's colt." And then in the New Testament we read, John 12:13-14, "They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name, yes, the King of Israel.' Jesus found a young donkey, and he sat on it, fulfilling prophecy." He fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. And then we read of the coming and the future, and we read in Revelation 7:9, "I looked again, and I saw a huge crowd, too huge to count. Everyone was there, all nations and tribes, all races and languages, and they were standing dressed in white robes and waving palm branches, standing before the throne and the Lamb." Now, why did they have white robes on? Because it represents the righteousness of God, and he gives that to us. And we can be, as those in Revelation, standing as we wave these palm branches in the air, and as we worship him this morning, we can stand righteously before him because he shed his blood for you and me to make us righteous.